This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 Sound Museum tonight, your inside guide to the music industry. Our special guest tonight is a singer, songwriter and producer from Brisbane. He's got over 1.5 million followers on social media. And his debut single, Please Don't Go, has had over 20 million views online. For the first time in the Joy Studios, welcome to the Sound Museum, Joel Adams.
Hello, hello, how you going?
You're in Melbourne doing promo.
Yes.
From Brisbane.
Yes.
I have to say, because some of my favourite acts are from Brisbane.
All right. Yeah,
what's in the water up there? Because people like Savage Garden, Down Hayes,
I know,
the Veronicas, Shepherd, Comrade, Saul, Damien, all from Brisbane.
I know.
What are you guys doing up there?
I don't know. There must be something going on there that just making a lot of creative juices spark. I don't know, yeah. It's I'm really happy that, you know, Brisbane is coming out with really good talent. I mean, I grew up there and I did music from an early age, and I saw a lot of really good talented people that are now, you know, doing really well, like Grace Conrad. Jared James is amazing. I got to meet him actually recently, and yeah, no, it's just really cool to have good people also making it.
I think it's because being away from like Melbourne and Sydney,
yeah,
maybe it's a bit harder to sort of get noticed and sort of get your name out there. But
yeah maybe you need to push a bit harder, but yeah. I think, you know, I think Brisbane itself is a nice it's a really cool vibe to the city, and it's a very open-minded place, I feel, and there's a lot of creative people there that can write songs for sure.
When I read artists, their influences, and yours have been like James Taylor, Al Green, Led Zeppelin, that tells me straight away that someone was going through the records in their parents' collection.
Exactly, yeah. My dad had a super eclectic record collection. I used to listen to, you know, every single type of music from like soul to, you know, rock and roll to singer-songwriter, folk. And yeah, I have a lot of, you know, inspirations like Al Green and obviously Marvin Gaye, all the soul. I think the soul music is an inspiration for me when it came to vocals. And then like the Led Zeppelin and the rock stuff was a more of a guitar thing.
Because with the soul, it's got a bit of heart in it.
Yeah.
It means something, right?
I think the singers really are what drive the records in the soul genre.
You got into music in a big way when you were about 11. So do you remember the time when you thought, okay, this is going to be my career? Was it a gradual process or did it just click,
you know,
one
to be
day?
Honest, to be honest, actually, I got a cool story. So like I used to go, we go down to this place. I actually went down this this Easter to Brunswick Heads. And we go down there all the time. And I remember there was this place, the Brunswick Heads Hotel, and there would always be like, you know, musicians playing there. And I just started playing guitar, and I was probably 12 at that time. And I remember I went to this show and I saw this guy, you know, he's an older fellow just playing the guitar, and he was just playing like, you know, everyone's favorite songs. You could just tell him a song, he'd pull it out of a hat, he'd just start playing.
Wow.
It was really cool. And I remember that's when I kind of thought, like, I really, like, if I could get up on there, learn those songs, do that, that'd just be so cool. So yeah, that's probably what made me go, I want to do this. Like,
did you ever try busking?
I did busk. I did a lot of busking. I used to busk at like shopping centers.
Oh.
Yeah. Because it was too hard to get the permits in the city.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'd just go into the shopping centers. They'd say, yeah, you can just go and do it.
That's
and it was
fine.
Cool.
You saw an ad on Facebook for X Factor. It was the last day of auditions, and you just decided to audition. Quite daunting going through that whole process, because with X Factor, it's one of the ways to get into the industry.
Yeah.
But at the flip side, a lot of artists that come through from these shows want to distance themselves from that period.
Yeah.
So your audition with The Girl Is Mine by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, why that track?
That track, I think I was always like, especially when I started, I'd only been singing for around 2 months, and I think I was really inspired by Michael Jackson just because, you know, how different his voice was, and you know, I'd always like, I learned pretty much all of his songs, and I thought, you know, if I'm going to go on to the X Factor, do an audition, I want to do something that like the musos will enjoy. So I wanted to do a song that like, you know, not many people would expect a 15-year-old to know. So I chose that one, and yeah, it's by two of the most amazing musicians of all time, Paul McCartney and
songwriters.
100%, yeah.
I watched the audition online. and you were so nervous.
I know.
You were pacing, you were nervous, yeah. But when you started to sing, it was like the nerves went away.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I was still pretty nervous, you know.
You faked it a bit.
But I think I was really relieved when I didn't, you know, yeah. My voice didn't crack. Yeah. But you know, I was super nervous. I was, you know, pacing backstage. My mom was giving me Rescue Remedy, and, you know, I was just like, But when I went up, it was all good, and, yeah, it went all right.
And performing for those judges, like, mm-hmm. they've had a Spice Girl, Mel B. Nat Bass from, like, Trader's Theatre Star.
Wasn't she, like, Mean Theater? Spice, Nasty Spice? What is it?
Well,
Angry Spice?
Scary was Mel
Scary
B.
Scary Spice, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, was Mel B. And, of course, Nat Bass and Guy.
Guy.
Who was from Idol and Ronan Keating.
Yeah, Ronan.
From a boy band background.
Boyzone.
Yeah. So performing in front of them must have been itself daunting.
Oh,
you know?
God. I mean, performing in front of them was like, you know, that just adds all the pressure. But, I mean, it was nervous performing in front of 3,000 people as well, you know what I mean? So when I got there, it was really weird. I walk up on the stage and they're like super close to you and you see them and they kind of look like wax figures. Because, like, you know, you don't, yeah. I don't know, it's just like you're seeing these people you see on the TV all the time.
Are you really scary?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
You got through to boot camp,
mm-hmm.
but even there was like a sort of a shopping centre appearances for the contestants.
Yeah.
And I was watching online, there's a couple of appearances in Queensland you did.
Yeah.
And crazy scenes.
No.
Screaming
was,
and everything.
I remember, like, the audition aired and you know, I was thinking, you know, I didn't even think I was going to get on the TV, you know what I mean? I was like, you know, not everyone gets on the TV, but I was so surprised. And the fact that, like, you know, a week later I have to go do a performance and I'm like thinking, oh, there's going to be like, you know, 20 people, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be no one here. And like, there was like 6,000 people at these audition shows at the shopping centres. And I was like, okay, wow. I was very nervous for that as well. I'm a nervous wreck.
Yeah, that's pretty tough doing those big appearances. But that season in 2012, you're only 15, but that season, Sammy Jade won.
Yes.
And some great people come through that. So Jason Owen is now a recording career and the Collective are no more. But Nathaniel as well.
Nathaniel.
So some great people come from that season.
No, absolutely. And also Will Singe, who's, you know, even though Collective have, you know, departed, Will Singe is doing amazing things.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there's amazing artists that come out of those shows, a lot of great talent. Yeah, and they're all very good.
Joy 94.9, Sound Museum, your inside guide to the music industry. Leo with you tonight with Joel Adams in the studio. Now, Joel, since X Factor, of course, in 2012, I guess you did a bit of growing up and you did some videos on YouTube, which is a really good way to sort of get your name out there.
Mm-hmm.
And having that sort of exposure on a TV show, it was quite clever to put some
clips on YouTube. Thought, you know, strike while the iron's hot. Just got off the TV. I had a bit of a fan base, a little platform that I could work off. So I thought, you know, I'm going to throw out covers, going to see what happens. And, you know, I just started growing it. I did a couple of shows in Brisbane, you know, just on my own. And I just started slowly building up the fan base.
And your now manager, how did that come about, that whole story? Because as a young artist, trying to find the right people to support you and to be around you is really difficult. Yeah. Who to trust.
Exactly.
Or who not to trust, the type of people you want to sort of be associated with. So 100%. How did that come about?
Yeah, so pretty much what happened was, it was a couple months after my audition had aired. I was looking to collaborate with other artists, so I messaged this guy who was signed to my manager at the time and pretty much said, you know, do you want to do a collaboration? And then I get my manager Walker coming back at me saying, hey, I like your stuff, would you like to do a Skype sometime, just like, you know, just do you want to chat? I was like, oh, okay. I was thinking, do you want to collaborate? And, you know, I was just thinking, okay, let's talk. And we ended up doing a Skype. And my parents were on that because they were like, you know, anytime.
Who's this dude
from America?
You were like 16 at the time.
I know. Yeah, I was 16.
Yeah,
I know. And pretty much what happened was we had a 3-hour conversation. He told us everything about him and, you know, his aspirations, what he wanted to do, you know, how he's, you know, working with all this different talent. He wants to have, you know, someone to take to the next level. He liked my audition. And my parents were like, cool, that's great. But, you know, we don't really know you that well. Do you want to come out and meet us? It was kind of like a test, you know, come out to Australia. And, you know, that flight is very brutal. So pretty much he came out 2 weeks later and met me, my family, and it was really great. You know, we just got to know each other better, and then he departed, and we stayed in contact, and yeah.
So what has he brought to the table as far as your career goes and building those building blocks to get to this level?
A lot. I mean, I can definitely say that nothing would be, you know, happening right now if I didn't have Walker on my team, you know what I mean? He pretty much, you know, mentored me from a young age, and then he flew me out over to America. We started the independent label together, and, you know, we traveled, we wrote songs, and yeah, we released this song, you know, last December. And yeah, it's just kind of picked up.
I've got a cool story to tell you about that song.
Okay.
Because I was, my family's from Auckland, and I was, I think it was Christmas Day, I think it was even Boxing Day, and so do the Christmas lunch and seeing relatives and stuff, eating so much food. And I think it was Boxing Day night, I was sort of on my laptop and I was just sort of on Facebook and stuff. And then one of my friends liked your page. I thought, who's this guy, Joy Adams, in this video?
Yeah.
What's the video? Really cool video with
the
effects and stuff. Really great song, great voice.
Oh, thank you.
And then I sort of in the back of my mind, and then when your publicist sent me an email a few weeks ago, probably late January, early February.
Yeah.
I know who he is. He did that video from last year, December. You did it in a really smart way, having just putting it online and not taking it to radio, just letting it build, which is really smart.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. Like, putting stuff, I mean, social media is the go-to these days to release music. There's Spotify. I mean, there's all these different avenues you can use now to put your music out. So it was kind of like, you know, we put the song out. The video was amazing. And, you know, it just picked up organically. And it was just really cool just to have that response from the public.
Now, the producer on the track has worked with, I did a bit of research.
Oh, you did.
Philip Phillips.
Yes.
Who won X Factor in the state. No, X Factor?
American Idol.
Idol in the States in 2012.
There's so many, I know.
And A Great Big World.
Yeah, exactly.
So pretty cool. That's pretty big.
Yeah, no.
How did you guys meet up for that?
We met up. So basically what happened was one of my managers, people that are part of our record label own this t-shirt company, and pretty much, you know, we went over to try on some t-shirts because we were going to help, you know, promote the t-shirt company. And the CFO of that company was our roommates with Derek. So yeah, we kind of just went back and forth, and then we decided to do some music together, and that's how that came about.
It was meant to be. Obviously, since it's been online, it's been released to media and stuff. It's gone to iTunes, and you're chatting on iTunes. You actually made the it was charting in Canada.
Yeah, 54 or something. Yeah, really cool. Really cool.
And here in Australia, it's been. And let's go back to the video, because the video is really beautiful. Now,
thanks.
Am I mistaken in saying that with the slow motion things, that it needs to be filmed in high speed?
Yeah.
So that means that you were like chipmunks.
I was like, you know.
So I was right.
Yeah, I looked like I had a bit of sugar. I was like walking around like, please don't go.
Yeah, but, so when you film when it's slow motion, you actually film it in high speed.
Yeah.
So you get that sort of dreamy effect.
Jeez, you're just ruining all the magic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's meant to be a secret, man. No, I'm joking.
Some video shoots.
I'm kidding.
But the director of the video has done a really cool video for Tiger Lily last year.
Yeah.
And also Bearfield Frequency, which you played on Joy as well.
Yeah.
And judging by those videos, he's a really good director with the post-production as well.
He is amazing. Especially
Chung Vo.
He's amazing with the post-production. He does all the effects himself. We actually found him. I was in America at the time, and this is just when I started. And my manager found this guy who did videos that were like using cool lights and electric effects in the videos. And one of the videos we saw was Eat the Sun by Artura.
Yeah,
and it was a really, really cool video. And pretty much what we did was we contacted him, and he came back with us saying, hey, we'd love to do a video. And a year later, we do the music video with him, and it's just, you know, so cool.
My special guest in studio tonight is Joel Adams. You're inside the Sound Museum on Joy. Joy 94.9, Sound Museum, your inside guide to the music industry. Joel Adams in studio tonight. Now, of course, the song is out, Please Don't Go.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about the video before the break. You wrote the song 4 years ago.
Yeah, in high school.
Right. So what was going through your mind back then? What's the inspiration come from for the song?
So I wrote that song when I was... it was on Monday, and I over the weekend I didn't do much studying at school, so I wasn't very attentive. But basically what happened was we had an assignment that was you had to sing an original song for your prac, and basically what happened was I didn't remember. I came into school, they said, "Oh, you got to do your assignment. You ready?" I'm like, "What assignment was that?" And they were like, "The one where you sing the original song." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, that's right. I know what that is, yeah." I walked away. I just started writing the song out of panic. And I guess, you know, obviously subject matter, it comes from past experience. You know, I wasn't in a relationship at the time and I was 15, so I had a wild imagination. I think, you know, I could make up stuff, and I kind of made up that all on the spot, kind of went out, winged the performance. And yeah, it's kind of how it came apart.
Yeah, because one of your fans actually asked about that, the inspiration for the song. So there you go, that's the answer.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, of course, the single's out. You know, this year you're going to be spending a lot of time in the studio. You're going to be doing a tour soon.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have a few, like, time frames for when the tour's going to be?
Yeah, so I don't have any dates right now because, like, literally this conversation started a couple days ago. And we've definitely going to do the tour. It'll be within the next couple of weeks. It'll be all around Australia.
April.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you want to find out any information about that, it's Joel Adams Music, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all
now, obviously,
that
stuff. With those live performances, you're going to be doing the single. Also, a couple of new tracks, Lonely and Die For You.
Oh, how'd you find that out?
I sat
You're a really good researcher.
Half an hour of your video the other night.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, no, those are the two songs that will be, you know, new ones, and many others as well. So, yeah.
So, those two tracks, Lonely, first of all, that's quite a powerful sort of subject matter, Lonely.
Lonely, yeah, yeah.
Where did that come from?
That came when I was in New York, and,
And you were feeling lonely.
I was away home from home, and, you know, I was thinking, you know, about, you know, relationships that hadn't gone that well. And, you know, I decided to write a song based on
what hearts did you break, Joel?
No, it was my heart that got broken.
Oh, what happened?
You know.
Tell Uncle Leo. No. It's so
yeah, no. Just, but, you know, different people.
And also Die For You.
Yeah.
And another powerful.
They're all kind title. Of, you know, fatalistic titles, aren't they? You know?
Well, it's sort of got a bit of substance behind it. It's not so,
Well, they grab your attention. Yeah, Die For You is also a song that I wrote. It was more recent and it's a cool song. It's a cool song.
Let's talk collaborations. You said that you want to work with Bruno Mars.
Do want to work with Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Any others? Any Aussies you want to work with?
Aussies. So a lot of Aussies. I'd love to get in the studio with Conrad, you know. I'd love to work with Grace Sewell. I like Jared James, would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Pip Norman, who's an incredible producer, and probably my number one to work with would be Joel Little, out of New Zealand. He did Jared James.
Got a bit of a funny story. I've actually interviewed Broods, who
they're amazing.
Yeah, Caleb and Georgia, great guys. Let's talk your. I was going on your social media. You've got heaps of followers online. 1.3 million followers on Facebook. Over 100,000 followers on Twitter and Instagram. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool.
Your fans are really, really passionate because we played the track Monday the 8th of February, first play here on Joy, and we played the track that night. We got all these tweets and it was just crazy.
Yeah,
so it's good having fans on your side.
They're so incredibly supportive and, you know, like everyone obviously says that is in this industry, if you don't have anyone listen to your music, you can't have a career in it. So, you know, the fans are super supportive and I love them so much.
And there's fans overseas as well.
Yeah.
We've got fans everywhere. We've got some fan questions coming up, but fans in Brazil, Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you doing dates overseas this year, do you think?
Hopefully. I mean, I have to do a tour here because, you know, the song, it's where I'm from, you know, I got to do it. But, you know, I'll obviously be going overseas and doing, you know, a lot of radio promo there. But, you know, hopefully within the future I can do a tour somewhere else and, yeah, it'd be cool.
Because you were in the States a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was really jealous. I mean, I've been lucky to do the red carpet for the Arias and the Logias with our live photographer here. Mm-hmm. But you went to the Grammys.
Yeah.
And one of my dreams is to do the red carpet at the Grammys.
Yeah.
And you were actually at the Grammys.
Yeah.
Who did you meet?
I mean, I didn't meet too many people because, you know,
What did you see?
I saw CeeLo Green in the bathroom, which was
I was going to say, the interesting stuff happens.
I saw Grace
at the bathroom. Walking yeah. at the bathroom with yeah. some people, right?
I saw Grace Sewell there too, mm-hmm. Which was really cool. I got to catch up with her. But yeah, I saw CeeLo Green. He was wearing like this really long robe.
Yeah.
And he was like going into the toilet. And I was like, how do you go into the toilet with that? And I was like, I don't know. Anyway.
And you saw Adele live.
I did see Adele live. She was
now,
fantastic.
She must have been incredible.
She was so good. She was just, I mean, when she sang like Chasing Pavements, you know that song? Mm. It's so good.
From 19.
Yeah, so good. I mean, yeah. And John Mayer was there too.
What song of hers would you do a duet with? If you sing with Adele, what song would you choose?
Like to sing with her?
Yeah.
I would choose, I really like One and Only
okay.
off 21. I like the album tracks. I like that stuff.
You mentioned Jared James before, another singer songwriter yeah. from Australia. You met him in the States as well.
I did. I met him at an APRA event.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, it was really good.
He actually met him at the Arias.
Yeah.
Really great guy.
Oh no, he's just.
And he won the Aria last year.
Yeah, he won the Aria, and rightfully so. I mean, that was probably my favorite song of the year.
Let's move on to some fan questions finally, Joel, because cool. I put the word out, which you retweeted. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Ania Angela, I hope I got that right. When writing, do you find it hard to write the songs, or does it come easy when you want to be open and vulnerable in your songs?
Ania, I think it's probably the easiest time to write a song for me is when, I think for anyone, is when you've been inspired from a real life experience, just because, you know, there's a lot of lyrics that come out of that. I feel like you're regurgitating emotions when you're writing a song in a weird way.
And you know what? It's not a secret. Those personal songs are normally the hits.
Yeah. Oh, no, 100%. I mean, you got that song right now, 7 years, which is just incredible.
Yeah.
That's just an amazing story.
And with Conrad Saul's Start Again.
Exactly.
I remember chatting with him last year. January last year, way before Start Again came out.
Yeah.
Heard the demo. And this is going to be a hit. This is going to be a hit for you.
It's an amazing
song. Got to release it. Months later, went to number one.
One Aria. Yeah, Soul Platinum is me. It's a fantastic
incredible
song.
Incredible song. Personal yeah. song for him. Maria Maha asks, we've actually already asked that question, Maria. What inspired Please Don't Go?
Maria, well, I was inspired by pretty much Panic. And the whole thing was done in 12 minutes
writing
at school.
Song.
Yeah, just I got to write a song for school, you know. But yeah, thank you, Maria.
Mendes Caffeine, obviously Ooh. A fan of Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
As well.
And caffeine,
yeah. Which is great. Mm. How do you see yourself in 10 years?
I'd say, jeez. I mean, I'm pretty young to be making those assumptions. I don't know.
5 years.
Yeah. 10 years, 5 years. I mean,
with
obviously.
With a Grammy?
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, hopefully I'm doing well in music and hopefully, you know, I'm figuring out, you know, my personal life and what I'm going to, you know, do going forward, maybe get in a long-term relationship. We'll see what happens.
And maybe writing songs for other people.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm already trying to do that, you know, right now with
That's
all the
where
publishing.
The money is.
Yeah. That is where the money is. But you know, I'm already doing that right now. I mean, publishing companies and all that.
Juliana Sug asks, your favorite song at the moment?
My favorite song at the moment is Lost Boy by Ruth B. It's a really good song. Really good song. Yeah, it's really good.
Mental Night.
Lyrics, amazing.
Catherine asks, and also Joel Adams, Brazil.
Ooh.
You know where this is going.
Yeah.
When are you touring Canada and Brazil?
Canada and Brazil, hopefully sometime in the future. Yeah. We'll see what happens. I'd love to get there sooner than later, but obviously, you know, I got to do the promos, but we'll see. Maybe this year.
Logistics and stuff is a bit of a nightmare for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway. Joel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate
it. To the Joy Studios. Of course, you can
get
Joel's awesome debut single, Please Don't Go. It's available online on iTunes. You can watch the video on YouTube. You can actually buy the video on iTunes as well. And some more tracks coming. We've got Lonely and Die For You coming as well. When are they coming out?
They'll be coming out sometime within this year. So
okay.
Can't wait to show the fans those ones.
Excellent. And any last messages for your fans?
Guys, just thank you so much for all the support on the song. Make sure if you haven't already, grab it on iTunes. Go stream it on Spotify. Watch the video clip 1,000 times on YouTube. And I love you guys. Thank you so much. Cheers.
Now, Joel, before you go, you're going to sing a bit of a song for us.
I am.
Live in the Joy Studios, Joel Adams with Please Don't Go. Take it away, Joel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever knows, nobody ever sees. I left my soul back then, oh, I'm too weak. Most nights I pray for you to come on. Pray to the Lord, pray for my soul. Now please don't go. Most nights I hardly sleep when I'm alone. Now please don't go. Oh no, I think of you whenever I'm alone. So please don't go. So please don't go. I don't ever wanna know, don't ever wanna see things change. Cause when I'm living on my own, I wanna take it back and start again. Most nights I pray for you to come on. Pray to the Lord, pray for my soul. Now please don't go. Most nights I hardly sleep when I'm alone. Now please don't go. Oh no, I think of you whenever I'm alone. So please don't go. I sent so many messages, you don't reply. Gotta figure out. I said, most nights I hardly sleep when I'm alone. Now please don't go. Oh no, I think of you whenever I'm alone. So please don't. Hardly seen when I'm alone. Now please don't go. Oh no, I think of you whenever I'm alone. So please don't go.
Live in the Joy Studios, Joy Adams. Thank you so much for coming into Joy.
Thank you very much for having me.
Coming anytime you like.
I can't wait to come back.
All right, and best of luck for the single. We'll see you in Melbourne soon for the live shows.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.